chapter 14, Hardy's view on marriage and sex relations. Hardy's novels are social novels. Naturally, they deal with such social problems as marriage, sex, motherhood, love, chastity, etc. According to Hardy, all miseries in life issue from certain maladjustment in social life, in which maladjustment in marriage plays a vital role. His last two great novels test of the Urbervillis and Jude the Obscure deal in the detail with the problem of marriage. Hardy regards marriage not as a means of sexual satisfaction but a step towards a higher kind of life. Therefore, hasty marriages are not desirable. Marriages should take place after taking no into account all things. Marriage based on love at first sight is seldom successful. At one place, Hardy wrote, a marriage should be dissolved as soon as it becomes a cruelty to either of the parties, being then essentially no marriage. This clearly indicates that Hardy favors divorce when married life becomes irksome to any of the parties. This view is illustrated in The Mayor of the Casterbridge, in which Henchard feels that by marrying Susan, he has committed a great mistake. For this reason, he offers his wife for sale. Henchard says, I married at 18 like a fool that I was, and this is the consequence of it. He further says, for my part, I don't see why men who have got wives and don't want them should not get rid of them as these gypsy fellows do to their old horses. Why shouldn't they put them up and sell them by auction to men who are in want of such articles? Why I did sell my mine this minute if anybody would buy her. Hardy himself expresses his view in the same novel. The conversation took a high turn, as it often does on such occasions. The ruin of God, mean by bad vibes, and more particularly the frustrating of many of promising youth's high aims and hopes, and extinction of high energies by an early imprudent marriage was the theme. Hardy does not consider marriage as a sacred bond, rather he regards it as a contract which can be broken at will. He holds that it is good to seek dissolution of marriage bonds if marriage has failed to make the partners happy. For such unconventional views, Hardy was much criticized and condemned by the orthodox people, who felt that Hardy was blasting the very foundation of morality. Though on account of the protest and propaganda against him, he gave up novel writing. But ultimately, as we find today, Hardy's views are upheld by the modern divorce laws.